It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
It is 8:41 and 19 before the top of the hour of 9 o'clock. WHTC Morning News on a Monday morning. So excited about a brand new segment. We use this time slot during the summer to talk to a representative from the West Michigan Whitecaps. And now with a brand new season starting in Grand Rapids, the Grand Rapids Griffins getting set to start their brand new season this coming weekend. And with us this morning, he's going to join us every Monday morning, to give us a Grand Rapids Griffin update. It is Brandon Nelson. He is Director of Game Presentation for the Griffins. Good morning and hello from Holland, Michigan. Brandon, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Doing great. Exciting time. Exciting week. This week, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Now, Brandon, I've lived in Holland, Michigan here for about a year, moved up from Nashville, Tennessee, lived there for quite a while, but I'm originally from Minnesota and the North Dakota area, and hockey is just huge in those areas, and state of Michigan, hockey is it, isn't it, Brandon?
Yeah, it is. It's this time of year when the calendar's turning to fall and hockey season upon us. And you can feel it in the area as well as in the state that everyone's excited about hockey season, whether it's the Red Wings, the Griffins, and youth hockey and college hockey. Hockey's on everyone's mind now, so it's an exciting time of year, that's for sure.
That's right, and you mentioned the Red Wings. They start their season, and we've got a game, our first broadcast with the Red Wings coming up this Saturday. But the Griffins, talk about the Griffins team in general, Brandon, if you could. How long's the team been around, and you're affiliated with the Red Wings, correct?
Correct. We'll be entering our 26th season. We'll be entering our 27th season, but we did celebrate our 25th anniversary last year because we kind of had a little stubby season during the pandemic. So our 27th season here in Grand Rapids, exciting, affiliated with the Red Wings, happy to be a farm team for them. So right downtown Grand Rapids, provide a bunch of entertainment for all ages as well as, non-hockey fans as well as hardcore hockey fans. And it's pretty exciting to see the future Red Wings play right here in Grand Rapids. As you can see right now, you can come to a Griffins game tonight and turn on the TV tomorrow and see the guy that you saw at Van Andel Arena playing at Little Caesars Arena. So all pretty exciting around here, and we always have some fun stuff going on.
Brandon Nelson is with the Grand Rapids Griffins. Again, he's going to join us every Monday morning at this time to give us a Grand Rapids Griffins update. And, Brandon, as far as this weekend goes, looks like the San Diego Gulls come to Grand Rapids to take on our Griffins. And we've got a big weekend for the fan, don't we?
Yes, we do. So it's our opening night, which is this Friday, October 14th. Game starts at 7, doors open at 6, and first 5,000 folks to the door will go home with a magnet schedule so they can keep that at home or at work or anywhere to know when we play. It's always an exciting item for folks. It's also our $2 beers, $2 dog special. Every Friday night we have that. Every Friday home game we actually have a $2 beers and $2 dog special. We have many discounts for tickets, whether it's a college night ticket, military ticket, or as well as if you want to bring your group out. So a lot of fun stuff going on for opening night, and obviously opening night's an exciting time. New season, new team. There's a lot of energy in the building, and we've sold it out since day one. So if you are thinking about coming out to the game, I would hurry and go purchase those tickets right now. Because you wait too much longer, they might not be there. And then on Saturday, we play again Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And starting at 4, from 4 to 7, it'll be our first ever fan fest. So we wanted to do something exciting for our fans, kind of welcome back, taking that Saturday afternoon. So fans can come down to Van Andel Arena Concourse, come early for the game. We'll have bounce houses, balloon animals, face painting, inflatable hockey games, arcade games, bubble hockey, a bunch of different fun stuff for all ages and families to come out and get their Saturday night started early and then enjoy a hockey game that Saturday night. It's also our first annual Hope Network night, so the team will be wearing some specialty jerseys and all the money, and then we'll have a live auction after the game. All the proceeds will go to the Hope Network and all the great things that they do there and throughout the night. So folks, if you're looking to think about getting involved with anything the Hope Network is involved in, that's a night for you, as they'll be here giving out information, talking to folks. So just a very busy weekend and an exciting weekend for all ages to come out and officially kick off the hockey season here in West Michigan.
Look forward to it. What a great time of the year, Brandon. And the one thing I was thinking about, I love the logo. I love your logo with the Grand Rapids Griffin, that Griffin there. And do you have a team store right there in Van Andel that I can come by, watch some hockey, and also get some team apparel?
We do. We have, it's called The Zone. It's off Ottawa Street, so that would be, I believe, the east side of Van Andel Arena. So I believe they're open from 10 to 4 on non-game days, and then they're open through the game, I believe, hour after the game. So you can stop there and get all your merch. You can even purchase tickets right there, too. So it's a one-stop shop for all involved. So, they're kicking into high gear. I know they have some fun new apparel and some fun stuff. So if you need some Griffin's gear, I'd suggest heading down there.
Sounds great. And being a newcomer to the area, or fairly newcomer, I've not been in Van Andel Arena yet, but from what I read, I'm trying to do a little homework before my interview with you today, and this is a absolute world-class arena, isn't it?
It is. I believe there was an article that came out, or they just rated kind of the fifth best in the nation or something along those lines in terms of a venue for our size and our capacity and our, as well as the population within the area. So obviously concerts, hockey games, you know, the Grand Rapids Gold are now joining here. So it's a world-class event right in the middle of downtown. So you can come down early, grab a bite to eat, head over to the game, then go back out and have fun night out on the town. Or if you just want to come to the game, and then we'll grab a quick bite afterwards, whatever it may be. But the great thing about Van Andel Arena, it's right in the middle of downtown, so you can make a night out of it. Just park your car and have a fun night, so you don't have to worry about going all over town to experience all these different things. So yeah, Van Andel Arena is awesome, and like you said, it's a world-class venue.
So excited about the brand new season. Again, the San Diego Gulls coming to town to Grand Rapids to take on the Griffins this weekend. Finally, Brandon, so much to talk about, but we'll get through it as the season progresses. Before I let you go, talk about your website. Where do we find your website and what's on the site once we get there?
So simple, if you go to griffinshockey.com, right there you can get all the news and notes about, obviously, this upcoming team. We just got notice from the Red Wings, all the different players that are coming down. A lot of high-end draft picks, a lot of bigger names coming down here, so it's exciting. So fans can go down there and read about them, kind of what the future Red Wings, the new and upcoming Red Wings that could be there. Also, fans can buy tickets right there from the website. They can buy different ticket packages, group outings, all bunch of different fun stuff that they could do on our website. It's a one-stop shop for everyone that wants to know everything about Griffin's hockey.
He is the director of game presentation for the Grand Rapids Griffins, and he'll join us every Monday morning at this time talking about the Griffins. Brandon Nelson, thanks for your report this morning. So excited about my first Griffins game coming up sometime this season. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Thanks for having me.